USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will cooperate with the impeachment inquiry.
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president is stunned by the opening of the inquiry.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution. Once we had his even admission to that, we had no choice but to go forward.
The State Department Inspector General gave a presentation to Congress. Congressman Jamie Raskin says it's propaganda.
The names that you've been reading about in the conspiracy theories are in this package. The Bidens are in there, Yovanovitch is in there, and so on. So there's been an attempt to create a narrative that would somehow justify what the president did.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The president accused Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of treason from the inquiry, but Schiff said the investigation moves forward whether they cooperate or not.
Any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
The Department of Justice ordered White House staffers to preserve all presidential records involving communications with foreign leaders, like the phone call with the president of Ukraine that spurred the impeachment investigation. Multiple fatalities after a World War II-era B-17 bomber crashed at an airport de-icing facility while trying to land at Connecticut's Bradley Airport. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison on her murder conviction in the shooting death of her upstairs neighbor, Botham John. The victim's brother forgave and hugged Geiger after she was sentenced. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mark Zuckerberg says he would fend off Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren's plan to break up Facebook. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
In an audio recording leaked Tuesday, Mark Zuckerberg pledged to, quote, go to the mat to fend off Elizabeth Warren's plan to break up Facebook, foreshadowing a major fight between her would-be administration and the Silicon Valley giant. According to that leaked audio obtained by The Verge, the social media titan said, quote, if she gets elected president, then I would bet we will have a legal challenge. I bet we would win the legal challenge, but Zuckerberg adds, I don't want to have a major lawsuit against our own government. Warren responded to the disclosure by reiterating her plan to break up tech giants and saying it would be bad if, quote, we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer privacy rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The stock market plunged amid concerns about a global recession. Financial advisor Gene Peroni says political battles and economic indicators are making investors nervous.
Investors are grappling with uncertainties on a number of different fronts, the political front, the trade tariff front, the economic front, the monetary front as well.
The Dow fell nearly 500 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.